Okay, we're up to the Samach Ches Amud Aleph on top of the page. We're asked, how do you know that it's shutfus that the father and the husband, when she's in a Naira Hamayros, a girl from 11 to 12 and a half, she's engaged. It's the father jointly with the husband that cancel the nedus. So we had two answers in the Gemara. Now we're going to have a third. Dvei Rabbi Yishmol, Tana, the Yeshiva of Rabbi Yishmol. It says in passing the end of Mamibor. It says, very end, these are the chukim, whatever it is, that Moshe said, Bein Ish Leishtoi, Bein Ov Lebitoi. Bein Ureh Beis Avia. Bein Ish Leishtoi, Bein Ov Lebitoi. Sounds clearly familiar that the Ish and is involved, and the Ov is involved. I mean, jointly, they cancel the Nedarim. Mekan, from here on out, the night, Hamayrosa, She'avia, Ubaila, Mafid, and the Rai. You need both of them together, you may find the Nedarim. So says the Gemara, Tonu de Rabbi Shmuel. If Rabbi Shmuel uses that pasuk, what does he do? The pasuk im hoya see elish my avidlei. We know a guy is married from the other base from base isha. So we know really about a guy who is married that the husband takes control regarding the possible hoya see elish. She said before that's talking about a girl who's engaged. Koyim b'shul, you don't need it. You already have the pasuk over here of ben ish leishtei ben av lebitei. Answers the Gemara, Moikim, he will use that pasuk, Hayasiyeli, either the Rava, the other din of Rava. The other din of Rava is that if the girl got engaged and then she got divorced, when she gets divorced, she goes back completely in her father's rishus. And how do you learn that out? Im Hayoy Sihiyeh. It says twice, Hoya means in getting engaged. It says twice getting engaged. Only twice getting engaged. She was engaged, she divorced. And just like the first time she was engaged, the father took care of her completely before she got engaged. So too, the second time she got engaged, the father takes care of her completely before she gets engaged a second time. After she was divorced from her fiancé, until she gets married again, goes back totally to her father. That's what you use the pasuk, Im Hoya Sihiyeh. The Rava, and according to Rava, who learns the law of that a girl's engaged, side the father and side the husband together. Shutfus, made for her nedarim. So Rava, hide the tani. Rabbi Shmuel, my avilei. What does he do with this pasuk? Bein ish leishtoi bein ov lebitoi. What does he need to teach from that? Learn from that pasuk. Everything modern, but no need for. Well, I'm going to tell you. Shabbal made for nedarim shebeinoi lebeinoi. We know the Torah says clearly that a man can cancel the nedarim the lanus nefesh that a woman does to hurt herself. Well, she should decide not to eat for the next 40 days. Okay, she's ma'ana herself. She puts herself in pain. The husband has the right to interfere and to stop. Other nedarim that are outside of inyan nefesh, does he have a right? So we learn out that if it affects him, yes. And more later on, we'll say tasha shamit and other things. It's not ma'ana her nefesh, but it affects him. How do we know that? How do we know that dvarim shebeinoi lebeinoi, things between him and her, he can meddle in, he can cancel?
He can cancel
the
vows, she shouldn't eat, but she can still keep on not eating.
He cancels her nether. So she's hungry, she'll eat. What's holding her back? She's hungry, but she made a nether, so he takes the nether away. What do you call it? How do you know? Because it says in the pasuk, "Bein ish leishtoi bein ov lebitoi." So we say what? Bein ish leishtoi. It has to be nedarim that's between ish leishtoi. You know, the big machlek is shining here. Let's just do the ran. We have a minute. The ran here because yesterday was discussed. What nedarim does a father have the right to cancel? Okay, we know a husband can cancel either inu nefesh or bein ov lebitoi. What about the father? So the ran here is. Let's start here. This one ran here. Loim shabal meif nedarim shabein ov lebitoi. Samach Ches Amud Aleph, the second wide line, the middle second wide line, Iran. Loimer Shabal Meifin the Dvarim Shabeinu Lebeinu. Says that Iran the Nidre Inui Nefesh Behedyuksive. The fact that things which cause a pain, that says Feshu Pasuk called Nedev Choshev Zizel and his Nefesh. Ubeinish Liishi Itzchel. You know what you need it for? The Dvarim Shabeinu Lebeinu to teach you that the other Nedarim that between him and her he couldn't cancel. Well, the can be the pig and father. Remind you where they are. Kashli Latan the Rabbi Shmuel. Dvorim shebeinu lebeinu b'no le have a problem. What about Rabbi Shmuel? How does he know? Since he uses the pasuk beinish leisha teaches bechlal that a chassan is jointly with her father-in-law, cancel his fiance's nedarim. How do you know that according to him that dvorim shebeinu lebeinu can cancel? The efshe the tarti yalapin. It must be Rabbi Shmuel. There's two things from there. Okay, now says the Ran. What can the father cancel from the daughter? This is very important. This is the only place to discuss. What can the father cancel from the daughter? Says that the father and the husband are no different from each other. Since the pasuk compares the two, just like the husband can only cancel the daughter which affect him or inu nefesh, the father has the same rights, no better. Before marriage, but what kind? Not if she makes a neder, I don't want to play with that girl anymore. He can't mix in. He can only mix in the dorim that are between the girl and the father, or the dorim that the girl is putting herself in pain. That affects him because he wants to go with his family again. Maybe it affects him also. Is that wrong? My friend's house doesn't affect him. Only these. In fact, I'm a fashion of free. Only a bow, she made from the daughter, she made. All I know is the husband is can cancel the daughter between him and her. When the daughter, she has been in Nefesh of Menai, the father, how do you know? How do you have to done? We learn out, since we're comparing the two. And by a husband that says Ben Yishli Yishtoi Al Karchin Al Temak Yishas Av Lebal. So we're learning the two, they're similar. Ma Habal Ein Meifid Al Dvorin Sheh Bein Noi Le Bein Noi Adon Yishesh Behem Yin Nefesh B'chul V'kassin Abid Hashem Mikol Neder B'chol Shavuz Yisra L'Anas Nefesh Yishra Yikim Men Rav Yishri Ferenu. Any Neder and any, it's in the Pasuk where it says Inu Nefesh, it says in the Pasuk there that the husband can be Mekayim it. If he wants, he says he can support it. If he wants, he can cancel it. Ein Li El Nadorim Sheh Yesh Behem Yin Nefesh. Things which cause her pain. Dvarim shebeinu lebeinam and hainu between her, beinishli ishtei a man and a wife. Ad kodoyim bebal. All we know is a husband. Says mefeish midnov minayin hainu. The father is limited to the same thing. Ma habal einu meifer el dvarim shebeinu nefer dvarim shebeinu lebeinam. Af ovin meifer el dvarim shebeinu nefer dvarim shebeinu lebeinam. Clear. So the Ran holds that the father is limited, that he can only cancel the dvarim exactly the husband. However, he concludes. V'zeh shaloi kidivi ha-Rambam zah. The Rambam agrees. Shekosah the Rambam holds. Sha'ov meifer kol nidrei bitay. Any net of the daughter makes the father can come in and intervene and cancel it. Okay? Back to Gemara. The Gemara has a very interesting question. Now, this question, the Gemara actually is a famous chakira we ask in regarding Dini Shutfus. The Tosa Chayish and everyone talks about it, but the Gemara asks the exact same question here in this kind of Shutfus. Let's talk about it in general property. The general question by Shutfus is the proposition is if two people own a house jointly, what does that mean? Does that mean each one owns half the house? That each one owns half a house? Or does that mean that each one has a share in the entire house, but only half of it? In other words, does that mean each one has half a house? We just don't know which half. So I have 15 and 15. You decided already. Or every single inch, we both are joint partners. I'm going to ask the exact same question here. When a father and the father and the husband together jointly they cancel the dorm. There's two ways of understanding it. Is the pshat when the father cancels, he cancels half the neder, and the son-in-law has to cancel the other half? Or is it no? The father or the son-in-law, they cancel half of the entire neder. That means they make the whole neder weaker. And then another one comes in and steps in. Minav kimina. What's the difference by neder? If a guy makes a neder, he will not eat two zaysim of something. And the father comes in and says, two olives. And the father says, I cancel your neder. So did he cancel one entire olive? But the other entire olive remains completely under the neder. So if you ate it, you would just breach your neder. And you have to bring the, if it's a shur, you bring the malchus and all that kind of stuff. Or do we say, no, the father weakened the entire neder. So both olives now are a step lower. And even if he doesn't have it, no malchus, no carbon, nothing else. Because the whole neder is weaker. No, he had full olive.
No, but I'm saying, but because it made it weak, it's like
as though you have half of it. Yeah. Oh, no, because there's no chatashir by neder. But by shvua, we know it has to be a kazayis, and but then dorim, it's even a mashu. It's machleg, we pass it even a mashu. It's not the amount. You weaken the level, the echus, the quality of the neder now, because two people, each one was entire,
Can you make that type of an edit?
What?
You're saying as a result of the result of one of them,
weakened entire nether.
Can you? Okay,
how?
So now what you've got left is
a weak nether.
A weak nether. Can somebody make that?
No, you can't. We don't have a keich. The Taylor says one pasuk in nether and la yachol vori, and that's it. Gemara. No, but the Tater clearly told you that two people. The Tater says you need two people, right, from all these three answers we had. So we know that the Ned is still in play.
Maybe
it
works on the second opinion.
What do you mean second opinion?
It was a there's two different views of what happens with this nether,
right? Yeah, it's a chakira.
So what's the other thing?
Whatever that happened there, that was cancelled. Right. Another half remains full strong.
Okay, so the question is, can you make it?
We're going to say it's a machleib b'sham mesil. Can you make what? If you have to make a half an edit, then that's the full nether. How do you make a half an edit? Anyway, Bailu, Baal, the husband, Megas Gaiz, is it cut out half? So let's say, you know, if the two parts, he cuts out one part of it. A Maklish Kolish, or he weakens the entire thing. So you want to hate him, but the right thing you want to ask in theory, what's the difference? Keep going. The Nodra Mitrain Zaysin, made a nether from, she won't eat two olives. Vishama Arus, the husband of the herd, the Hefala, he cancelled her nether. The Achaltun, and then she ate it. If we say Megas Gaiz, if you say that the husband completely takes away half, so one of the olives she did nothing wrong, but the other olives, the full intensity of the Isur, Lekaya, she gets Malkus. However, if we say Miklas Kolish, but if you say that what he weakens and tie in, that the husband, the two partners, each one owns half of the whole thing, then he weakened the entire nether, then it's no longer a Malkus because he weakened it. The Rishon already asked, why do you have to talk about two olives? Talk about one olive. There's no chatishir by neder, so take one olive, and he ate the whole olive, or she ate the whole olive. If the husband cuts out half, so half the olive he was over, and you get the malchus, and if the husband is weak, there's no malchus. Why do you have to take two olives? So one answer is, we're included with the question here, not only on neder and on shavua, and by shavua we do say, Rav Shimon is the only one who will have more makas who says, kol shavua makas, by neder, but we hold that you don't need a kol, you need a kazayis. So we're concluding Shavua here as well. That's why we say that. Or we're talking about a carbon meal, and a carbon meal you definitely need a kazais. Something we're invited to a shir. Tashma, we learned that's a halt kopya. A number of scenarios. Tashma, we learned what happens. We're going to see later if the husband dies, everything falls into the lap of the father. And the father now unilaterally can be mefer. If the father dies, the husband does not take over the father's place, and therefore he can no longer be mefer. So, four cases. Tashma, kumen her, emosai amru. When do we say, meis habal, the husband dies, nisrik no reshus lav, the husband dies. Now remember, the whole din of hafara is the 24 hours you heard. He has 20, both of them have 24 hours to cancel, otherwise you forfeit their opportunity. Now, there's three possibilities where a husband and father could do. Either they can say, I cancel the nether. Or they can remain glum, they say nothing. Or they support it. If they support it, obviously support. If they're shaysik, it's tantamount to them supporting it. Because you had a chance to cancel. You didn't cancel, and she made a nether. The nether remains in play. So you have three possibilities, three possible scenarios. So when do we say the husband died, nisreik no reshus la'av, the reshus goes back to the father? Bizman shalei shama habal koydim shiyamah. The husband didn't hear about it, so he didn't have to do anything. Three possibilities: either the husband didn't hear about it at all, so he wasn't involved, so therefore the entire neder now is in the lap of the father. Or shishama, he did hear about it, but v'hafet, he heard about it. The Ran's guess is he heard about it, but he was mefir. So if the husband was mefir, he did his afara. So even if you say after he died, his afara doesn't count anymore, but he definitely didn't agree. So now the father can do unilaterally. Case number three is Oishe Shama Vishasak. Or he heard, but he didn't say anything. He died before he had a chance to say anything. If he would have died the next day, then being quiet was Mekayim. If he's Mekayim, the father can no longer cancel. But because he died before the day was over, who knows? Maybe he would have been protested. Maybe it would have been Mefid. So now it belongs completely to the father. Zuichi, this is when we say, Meisa Bala, the husband dies, Nisreikno Rishuslav. This is when we say that the father takes over completely. That's case number one. Case number two, Avo. We're not doing rounds today. We'll start rounds next week. Avo, but Im Shammai, if the husband heard the Kiyam and he was Mekayimit. If the husband was Mekayimit, or he heard Vishasak and he's quiet. And what did we say before? If you're quiet and you don't say anything, he says it's tantamount to being Mekayim. And Yochel HaHofer, then the father can no longer be Mefer because the husband, even though the husband now when he died, his Hafara is worthless, but a Kiyim you don't have. Case number three. What about Shama Avia? The father heard V'hafala. That was when we falls into the lap of the father. What about the other way around? Does it fall in the lap of the husband? Shama Avia. The father heard V'hafala. The father heard, and he was Mefid. V'lahi speak Baal. So he was Mefid. But the husband, he's big baal, every time the husband heard the father is dead. The father was dead, so therefore they weren't joint. If the husband would have heard, so there was overlapping, he and the father were connected to this neder, and the father was Mefer, so then the husband could be Mefer as well, and you can say they did it together. Yeah, 24 hours from when you heard, not when she made the neder. Yeah. That's right, and there were 3 hours that they, whatever, a certain amount of hours they overlap, so therefore they're connected. But if, let's say, the father heard his Mefer and then he died, then the husband hears, there's no link between the father and the husband, and therefore, and the husband does not have the koyach to do unilateral. He needs a father, but there's no father, because by the time the husband heard, the father's hafara is meaningless. When the father died, he made a single hafara. Single hafara is worthless, so the father's hafara is gone now. The husband, now you want him unilaterally, a husband can never do unilaterally. A father could do unilaterally. If the girl, remember we just learned before, if the girl gets divorced, no longer a husband, now I'm on her, goes back to the father. So he can do unilaterally. A husband can never, do unilaterally. Only almana from Nusuya. Only if she was Hibbama and Arusa. If she would have been married, it's different. Night and a Murasa, both. So what happens if the father died? He speak Baalish Mayach Mesav, and the husband didn't hear about it, the father died. Zui, this is what we say, that Mesav, the father died, Loi Nisraik Nirushul Baal. They does not transfer over to the Baal. Case number four. Shama Baala, the husband heard the Hafla, and he made Hafara. He speak Baalish Mayach Mesav Baal. The father didn't hear until the husband died. Zui Shinina makes a balance straight to Shalom. The father could catch it. Why? Because now she no longer is a Murasa. She's like a widow, right? She is a widow, in a way. So therefore, it falls right back into the father's Ashus. Unilaterally, he can cancel. It doesn't matter, the husband disappeared. Take the father and the husband don't overlap, and the husband was maybe, who cares? But if the husband would have been Mekayim, the Ran explains this with a long run here, even though the father only heard about it afterwards, it wouldn't be this way. If the husband was Mekayim, he put a spanner in the work. Had the husband been alive, he would have been Mekayim, then the father, no longer unilaterally, even though the father didn't hear about it after the husband died, could no longer be made for it. I think Luchayda, we had in the Gemara Gittin that the moment Kivush and Nosan ain't of Lagarsha, you no longer consider husband and wife. Now they live together, and probably all these didn't fall apart as well. If they already organizing a get, or he was organizing, it doesn't matter if she knew, he loses this right as well, canceling the dharm. So it doesn't. Case, the last case. Shama Baila, the husband heard, Vahafala, the husband heard, and he was Mefer. The father never heard Achemeis until he died. The father never heard about it. So the father was never involved. So what do you want the chassan to do on his own? But a chassan does not have the ability, Kozman is a chassan, to unilaterally cancel his wife's nedarim. In other words, if the girl would have been a yesoima, if a guy marries a naira hamoirosa, and she has no father, the husband cannot cancel the nedarim. Because the only way the husband has the koyach to cancel the dodim is jointly with the father. Because he doesn't have control over her. She doesn't even live with him yet. Not supposed to live with him yet. So this is case number five. Yeah. Now, what does that have to do with our question that we asked? That's the next part. The father heard the hafala. The father heard and he canceled it. He speak about lishmaya, and the husband didn't hear. The husband didn't hear about it until he died. The husband never heard about it. So the father did his thing. The husband was alive when she made the net. He never heard about it. Now, But since the husband was alive, we need to do something about the husband's chelik. Till now, the husband was made for it, and whatever it is, or he heard it, and he's quiet, and the quiet is considered a kim. But now, the husband was alive, but he never heard about it. So we need the husband's input. So the father, chayzer ha'ov, who made for chelke shabal. That the father now does a second hafara, not for his own share, because his hafara rate took place. He now represents the husband. And now the husband and the father together canceling it. Says Abnosan Hain Hainim Bishamai. Bishamai is the one who says this. But Bishulim Ain Yochalaf. He says that Fafan, the father lost the right. What do you mean? What's the machlekes? Shmamina. Le Bishamai Megas Gaye. The father completely removed his hafar, did his hafar on half the nether. There's still a half a nether, very strong. And therefore the father can go in and take the husband's place. Why? But since the husband has there's a strong nether here, it's transferable. He's maidish the nether to the husband, to the father, and the father now can go ahead and cancel it. Mashengin le beis hil, miklus kolish. What happens is not each one has half; each one has the whole. When the father was made the nether, was made for the whole nether became weak. Now the husband's connection to the nether is a very weak connection, not transferable. It's too weak to be transferable. So the father can no longer say, "I yashin my husband, my son-in-law's koyach, and I can do over." There's nothing to be yashin here. There's too little to be transferable. So we see Shmaya knows that this initial question he had is a machleki b'sham b'sil, and b'sil holds that you have the whole thing but only weakened, which sounds like b'shutvus by commercial. We're partners in the whole thing, every inch we're equal partners in the whole thing. Interesting.